6, entitled Conversation Between Narad and Vyasadeva. Chapter 6, text number 20. Evam yatantam vijane mam ahagochara giram gambhira swakshnaya vacha shucha prashamayan Eva, evam yatantam vijane, mamaha gochara giryam, mamaha gochara giram, gambhira shlakshnya avacha, Gambhira Shlakshnaya Vacha Shucha Upasamayan Iva Shucha Upasamayan Iva Evam Yutantam Vijane Mamaha Gochara Giram Gambhira Shlakshnaya Vacha Shucha Upasamayan Niva Thus, Yatantam, one who is engaged in attempting Vijane in that lonely place Mam, unto me, aha, said, agocharaha, beyond the range of physical sound, giram, utterances, gambhira, grave, shlakshnyaya, pleasing to hear. Vacha, words. Shuchau, grief. Prashamayan, mitigating. Eva, like. Translation. Seeing my attempts in that lonely place, the personality of Godhead, who is transcendental to all mundane description, spoke to me with gravity and pleasing words just to mitigate my grief. Tatparya. In the Vedas it is said that God is beyond the approach of mundane words and intelligence. And yet by His causeless mercy one can have suitable senses to hear Him or to speak to Him. This is the Lord's inconceivable energy, one upon whom His mercy is bestowed can hear Him. The Lord was much pleased with Narada Muni, and therefore the necessary strength was invested in him so that he could hear the Lord. It is not, however, possible for others to perceive directly the touch of the Lord during the probationary period of regulative devotional service. It was a special gift for Narada. When he heard the pleasing words of the Lord, the feelings of separation were to some extent mitigated. A devotee in love with God feels always the pangs of separation and is therefore always enwrapped in transcendental ecstasy. Tatpaya in Bengali.
কিন্তু তবুও তার অহেষ্টি করার প্রভাবে কেউ যখন উপযুক্ত ইন্দ্রিয় প্রাপ্ত হন তখন তিনি তার বাণী শুনতে পান অথবা তার সঙ্গে কথা বলতে পারেন। এটি হচ্ছে ভগবানের অচিন্ত শক্তি। ভগবান যাকে কৃপা করেন তিনি তার বাণী শুনতে পান। ভগবান তার মনে প্রতি অত্যন্ত প্রসন্ন হয়েছিলেন এবং তাই তিনি তাকে উপযুক্ত শক্তি লাভ করেছিলেন যাতে তিনি তার কথা শুনতে পান। যদি ভক্তি করে অন্য কারো পক্ষে কিন্তু সরাসরি ভাবে ভগবানের সংস্পর্শ অনুভব করা সম্ভব নয়। তার জন্য যেমন ভগবানের মধুর বাণী শুনতে পান তখন তার
It is said, Ataha Sri Krishna Namadi Nabhaved Grayam Indriyai. We cannot know the transcendental personality with these blunt material senses. If I want to see Mr. Bajpai, it is not easy. Even if I want to see Jyoti Basu, it is not easy. Who am I? You go to Writer's Building, you can't even get past the front door. But if Mr. Bajpai wants to come and see me, there is no difficulty for him. If Krishna wants to reveal himself to any one of the conditioned souls, there is nothing that can stop him. Although he is Adhoksaja, or above the modes of nature, Narayana Paro Vyaktat, although he existed before the creation, still, if he wants, we can see him.
তার
So it is Krishna's causeless mercy. No matter what we do, we cannot see Krishna on our own. We depend on His mercy. So there are different types of jivas who get the mercy of Krishna. First of all, there is sadhana, siddha. Those who try very hard to please the Lord by following the regulative principles of bhakti yoga. Nitya Siddha Krishna Prem Sadhya Kabu Noy Sravanadi Shuddha Chite Koraye Udai. Krishna Bhakti is sadhya, it is not external, it is natural. But if you are in a room and you are breathing is natural. But if the room is filled up with smoke, then it is very difficult to breathe, even though breathing is natural. So especially in this Kali Yuga, because there is a predominance of, there is mostly Rajagun and Tamagun, we find that performing Krishna Bhakti has become difficult. We cannot even follow the regulative principles of bhakti yoga, which will give us Krishna bhakti after a long time. But if we try sincerely, then Krishna, seeing us, that we are sincerely trying, He can bless us. We have to learn how to beg Krishna that, my dear Lord, I am unqualified. I am very fallen. But you please don't neglect me. Please help me.
Today,
We are so buddhu that we cannot even pay attention in class. We have to talk to our friends. Why did Narad Muni get the mercy of Krishna? Because he was very serious, Gambhir. He didn't know his father. Now you guys stop that. You're distracting me and I do not like it. You sit over there. You can't stop talking to each other. No, these two in front here, these boys. They're just joking and talking. I don't know what they're saying. What's the problem? What's the problem?
It's in the English word
translated. Huh?
It's in the meaning of the English words. One is in the other. The difficult word is in the English.
You mean he's not translating properly? Well, that's not a reason for talking about it. If you've got a problem, you put up your hand and suggest that someone else translate. Otherwise, you just listen. It's disturbing to me. Huh? What? No, you tell me. What did they say? I did not come here to spend time with you boys because I had nothing to do. I could have stayed in Mayapur with my god brothers. I could have stayed with Radha Madhava. Anyway, I'm very sick. And I came here to be with you. If you don't want me, then I'll go right now. Do you understand what I just said? Anyway, whatever, new or old, I'm just saying. One should be a little bit serious about spiritual life. So, Krishna spoke to Narad Muni because he was a candidate as a Nitya Siddha. He got the mercy of the Lord that he became Nitya Siddha, or eternally liberated, coming from the spiritual world. And another kind of siddha is a kripa siddha. He gets somehow without sadhana, without being a born devotee, somehow he gets the mercy of the Lord and becomes siddha or perfect. And you should all understand that we are giving diamonds. Prabhupada is giving sabse kimti cheese, the most valuable thing. And we are all in the probationary stage. You know probationary? When you go to a job and they don't give you a letter of employment for 6 months or 1 year, that is called probation. You're on probation. You're, what do they call in Bengali? Nothing is automatic. Initiation, if you don't get initiation because you've been here for 1 year or 5 years or 20 years, you have to show that you sincerely want Krishna's mercy. We're not interested in having many devotees in our camp. When I joined ISKCON, in the temple where I was, there were three of us. When we would go for Harinam, two would distribute some cards, invitations, and one would be doing Sankirtan. But and we were all very happy. So we're not interested in building up a big mission of rubber stamp devotees. We want people who want Krishna from their heart. So we have to learn from this example of Narad Muni. How did he achieve success? He sincerely tried with all of his energy. He sincerely tried to please the Lord. And Krishna says, the dami buddhi yogam tam yena mam upayanti te. To those who sincerely try, I give them the intelligence. By which they can come to me. So today is the auspicious appearance day of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, who is our Param Guru and a ray of Vishnu. He was born, or he appeared in Puri. His mother was, he had just appeared, he had just been born, and his mother took him out to see the Jagannath deity.
Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur,
So it was Rathyatra time, and the cart stopped. For some reason it stopped in front of Thakur Bhakti Vinod's house. So he was, of course, Bhaktivinoda Thakur was the government representative in Puri. He was the, you can say, the collector in Puri. A very important man. He oversaw the whole temple, and he was a very spiritual person, and he organized everything so that worship of Jagannath would go nicely. Before he came, there was not very good worship. He organized everything nicely and made sure all the money went to the deity for the deity service. Just like Advaitacharya prayed, O Lord, I cannot deliver the fallen conditioned souls, they're too fallen. You please come yourself. He worshipped the Ganges and prayed, you please come yourself. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared. So, similarly, Bhaktivinoda Thakur had 10 sons, but in the middle, he was thinking that it is very hard to preach. Lord, you please bless me with a very good son who I can train to be a powerful preacher. So Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur appeared. What was his name? Kamala Prasad, Bimal Prasad, not Kamala, Bimala. Bimala Prasad Datta. His mother took him out to see the Jagannath Deity, and a garland fell right in her lap, right on her baby. Jagannath's garland fell. At 7 years old, he memorized the whole Bhagavad Gita by heart.
He could.
Throughout his life, he never married. He was actually a brahmachari, nice tikka brahmachari. He never lost any semen by any method. He was a great, in his youth, he was a great astrologer. And he was a great scholar. He got a degree, an honorary degree from one college in Calcutta, one university. But mostly he was a good son, and he was trained by his father to print books. His father discovered Chaitanya Charitamrita, and he became a great devotee of Lord Chaitanya, and Srila Bhakti Siddhanta also became a great devotee of Lord Chaitanya. So it was time for his son Bhimo Prasad to take initiation. He was old enough and learned, but the only strong bhakta at that time was Gaur Kishore Das Babaji. At that time, most of the Gaudiyas, most of the Gaudiya Vaishnavas, they did not take sannyas. They went into Babaji ashram and they did not preach. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted especially Bengalis and especially Bharshis to become preachers. Janma sartha kori kara paropakar. So he sent his son to take diksha from Gaur Kishore. Gaur Kishore was very humble and he refused to take him as a disciple. So Srila Bhakti Siddhanta returned home to his father and said, he won't accept me. Of course, Gaur Kishore was illiterate. He could not read or write. And Bhakti Siddhanta was a big, big scholar. So Srila Bhakti Siddhanta was perhaps thinking, how can I take initiation from this illiterate man?
So, Bhakti Siddhanta Sankaracharya writing in Jaitana Srivastana, Kailashini, Jaitakani, Bhakti Siddhanta Sankaracharya, the Sankaracharya. And in the Vayati Siddhanta, Yami, Ashokar Vindarhar, as well as Ashokar Sankaracharya.
So Gaur Kishore Das Babaji, Kedarnath Datta Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he told his son, you go again and you insist that he give you diksha, and if you don't get diksha, don't come back to my house. So this time Bhima Prasad made a plan that when Gaur Kishore would come and he had to cross a bridge which was over top of a very deep river, very deep canyon, he would meet him there. So Bhima Prasad got up on the side of the bridge and he told Gaur Kishore that if you don't give me diksha, I will jump and I will drown. So he was serious about spiritual life of Bhima Prasad. He would have jumped. He wasn't bluffing. So Gaur Kishore, first of all, had great respect for Bhaktivinoda Thakur, and secondly, he could understand this is his son, and he's a serious boy, so he agreed to give him diksha. So Gaur Kishore lived in Mayapur, Bhakti Siddhanta, Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he went to Mayapur to live with his guru. Gaur Kishore told him that Calcutta is Maya. Don't ever go to Calcutta. So all of you are here in Maya, so be very careful. So Gaur Kishore used to take one skull of a dead animal, fill it half with water, put some rice, leave it overnight, and then throw it on the floor and eat it. That was his food. That was his Sunday feast. So Bhakti Siddhanta also followed his guru. Even after Gaur Kishore left the world, Bhakti Siddhanta continued to chant. He took a vow to chant how many names? So many crores or something. Huh? 1 crore. 100 crores? Okay, 100 crores of the holy name. As up until however many years it took to chant 100 crore names, he vowed to continue his tapas. There's an interesting story about Gaur Kishore, because he was very, very humble. He used to say, when I die, you take my body and you drag it through the streets of Navadvip. So when he did leave his body, some of the foolish people thought, oh, now we should fulfill his desire and drag his body through the streets of Navadvip. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta was very shocked. Actually, Gaur Kishore had only a few disciples. One was Srila Bhakti Siddhanta, the other was Vansidas Babaji, who was Avadhuta. So, Vansidas Babaji, he was Avadhuta. So, when the people came to take his body, Bhakti Siddhanta was shocked and he challenged, let anyone who has not had sex in the last 1 or 2 days, let him come up first and touch the body of this my Guru Maharaj. So, of course, no one came. Then he said, all right, anyone who has not had sex in the last week, you come and touch this sadhu. Nobody came. Huh? No. Huh? No, no, it starts one day. In other words, if someone has not had in the last... All right, reverse, either way, it doesn't matter. It's still to the same thing. The point is that very few people are pure in this world. Most of us are contaminated by lust, anger, and greed.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, Bhakti Siddhanta was in Mayapur and Kunja Babu, Tirtha Maharaj, came and heard him speak and was very impressed and told him, "You come to Calcutta, I will arrange programs for you." So Bhakti Siddhanta went and started his preaching mission. In his mind, he had a strong mind. In his mind, he never left Mayapur. He didn't come to Calcutta. Just like sometimes we see that someone will go to America, someone from India, from Bengal, or from Maharashtra, they will go to America. But when they get there, it is so different from their life, their former life, that they're always thinking, when can I go back to India? When can I be with my friends? This is just a desert. So Srila Prabhupada was taken by one of his friends to meet Srila Bhakti Siddhanta when they were staying at Ultadanga Road, number 19. There was a temple there. Srila Prabhupada was very impressed right from the very beginning that here is a real sadhu, and that the movement of Lord Chaitanya is in good hands. But at that time Prabhupada was a follower of Mahatma Gandhi and his quit India movement to get out the British. Do you feel yourself that you are the best translator? What do you? You're the senior preacher, but do you feel that you are the best translator? He's okay? All right. So Srila Prabhupada argued with Bhakti Siddhanta that we cannot preach Bhagavat Katha until we get the, until we become managers of our own country, until we are free, independent.
Prabhupada,
So Srila Bhakti Siddhanta defeated all of Prabhupada's arguments, and he said that we do not care who is manager of the latrine, the WC, the bathroom. The material world is like a bathroom, only stool. But who cares who is managing the stool? Prabhupada was married at that time, and he had, I believe, one son, and he had more later. He said, but if I had met my Guru Maharaj earlier, I would not have married. Srila Prabhupada's business carried him off to Allahabad, and he didn't see Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati again for 11 years. But he was always thinking about that nice sadhu that I met in Calcutta. Finally, Srila Prabhupada took diksha and did a lot of preaching as a grihastha, helping the mission, the Gaudiya Math, which was established by Bhakti Siddhanta. He opened the temple in Bombay at Gwalior Tank Road. At that time, there was Sridhar Swami, Bhakti Rakshak Sridhar Swami, and one other sannyasi and a brahmachari. And Prabhupada opened the temple for them there. But Prabhupada remained in his family and business, so some of the sannyasis and other god brothers, they complained that Abhai Babu, he should do more. So Bhakti Siddhanta said, you leave him alone, in time he will do very much. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta wanted a worldwide preaching movement under the auspices, under the observation and control of a governing body, and Srila Prabhupada was the only disciple who took that order seriously. In the Godrum Kalpatavi by Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur on Namahatta, it is described that there will be a 10-member panchayat and the decisions taken by the panchayat will be accepted by all the Vaishnavas as the will of Lord Nityananda. No individual member of the panchayat or any other person will be supremely powerful, but together they will carry on the preaching mission. So today is also the disappearance day of His Holiness, His Divine Grace, Srila Gaur Govinda Swami, my god brother. There is much that we could say about him, but we don't have time. But he left this world in Mayapur on the appearance day of Bhaktisiddhanta while sitting with his disciples talking about Jagannath Leela. What could be more auspicious than that?
Thank you.